Have you any comment in terms of how we plan or how we should plan to feed this extra population?
Well, first of all, this is the first time this century that someone kept me without speaking for more than 15 minutes. It's a record, Aidan. Second point is we are going to feed them if they permit us to work. If they permit you to do your job, if they permit scientists to do the job, we are going to do it. Actually, we have figures. We demonstrate that 90% of these new inhabitants of the planet will be in Asia and Africa. So this is the first good news for us, because it's over there where there is the largest needs of food. The future of our industry will be determined not by those that are overeating, but by those that are not eating enough. An average sub-Saharan African eats 2,200 calories per day. In this country, you eat 4,400 calories per day, and if you are a teenager, you are reaching 4,800. We are going to produce enough cereals, roots, sugar, pulse, vegetable oils, meat, everything, and we should have good news for you guys. Your jobs are secure. FAO says that we are going to produce 464 million metric tons by the year 2050. We presently produce 208 million metric tons of meat. I say in a very optimistic way that we are going to surpass 500 million metric tons. Who is right, FAO or myself? My tendency would be immediately to say, number one, those that are above the intelligence. So, myself.
Yourself.
But it is absolutely irrelevant if it is 500 or if it is 466. The question is, there is going to be production and there is going to be consumption. What we have to do it is in a different way, with different values that we have applied for the last 30 years. We are going to reach in poultry a conversion rate of 1.4 kilograms. And that is going to have, as Mike, I am almost registering in Nebraska just to vote for you, Mike. But as Mike mentioned, that is going to have a major impact in reduction of emissions, in the impact of our footprints on this planet. We have to do it. We shall do it. We have to do it without destroying the planet, and we have to do it without making those that the miserables of this world, which are 800 million, to become 3.2 billion. It is easy to do it. All you have to do is your job, and all we have to do is support that science prevails.